not a writer.
Okay.
This is Full Slice Podcast with Paul.
I really wish I could get another pandemic.
Kyle.
Suck on it until the magic happens.
Phil.
Jesus was from New Jersey.
And me, Tyler.
I would love to know what the f*** is playing right now.
Okay.
Let's get down to brass tacks, gentlemen.
All right, I'm in.
Me too.
Let's do this.
All right, we're awake.
Episode 2.
Are we, though?
Yes.
Are we awake?
We're back.
Are we sure?
Full Slice Podcast.
We're sure we're awake?
You know what, man?
Is everybody in the room
today? Anyone really awake here?
to describe what we're talking about.
Bro, you ain't woke.
To describe what we're talking about here, we did like 20 minutes of an episode and Kyle was asleep for most of it. What were we talking about? What were we talking about?
I'm going to go ahead and say we were
a lot of audio stuff.
I think we were going on 40 minutes at that point.
Phil had a good line before I hit record. What did you say about what our topic was versus what Kyle was doing?
People dying?
No, you said... You said we were talking about sleepwalking in college.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He slept walked through an entire episode.
Yes, he did. So we decided to take a break. We got some coffee.
Hey, shout out to Christy the Witch for getting us some coffee.
Greetings.
Wow.
Yeah. Intern greetings. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So we called her back in the day. But we're awake now. We got a new show. We're starting here.
We're ready.
And it was the end of the last episode. We were talking about sleepwalking.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know. Did you want to do that conversation again?
I'm a large offender of sleepwalking as a child.
I am a large offender of listening to things to go to sleep and then falling in the YouTube hole and getting into a dream associated with the video. Tyler knows my volcano story.
We actually talked about that on the very last episode of Full Slice before we took our 2-year sabbatical, if we want to call it that. You fell asleep listening to one kind of video and then YouTube's algorithm keeps playing more things and then all of a sudden your dream is influenced by what you're listening to.
I don't know if you guys are fascinated by the pyramids, but I'm fascinated by the pyramids. I could listen to stuff about the Egyptians for years.
It's funny, we were talking about that when we were asleep.
You know, Tyler, God bless us. I like to say, until the cows come home. I could listen to the Egyptian stuff until the cows come home.
Yeah.
And I listen, you know how YouTube will automatically choose the next thing for you to listen to. Like, I think you'd really like this. Well, I was listening to the pyramids. I drifted off to sleep. And then all of a sudden, there I am. I'm in Washington. And there's a
DC
volcano,
and
there's 1,000 cats.
West Coast.
And I'm in a cabin. My feet are cemented in the ground. And I'm in this dream, this active dream of my feet being cemented in the ground, a volcano being behind me, tons of cats looking at me like, Dad, what do we do?
Cats.
The fucking volcano erupts, and I spring out of bed like, don't wake Daddy. And I went
like,
in the middle of the night.
Daddy.
By Milton Bradley.
I literally went like this. Ask Christy. Ask which Christy. I woke up. I went, it's a fucking volcano in the middle of the night. And she goes, oh, what are you doing? What the hell's wrong with you? And I said, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I look at my phone and there's a documentary on Mount St. Helens. And the last guy that was the last person that was approached by the government, he lived the closest to Mount St. Helens. He rescued all the domestic animals. He had all the cats and the dogs and everything in his house, and he was burned alive by Mount St. Helens.
I was gonna say he died.
You know what? I just saw an article that popped up about a guy who was actually surveying and monitoring Mount St. Helens. And didn't get it away fast enough when it blew. And it
might have been that guy.
Because he didn't save anybody.
He didn't save anybody either, this guy.
Selfish prick.
Well, I'm saying this guy.
It's selfish.
This guy was like, you know, doing science. And I guess he was, you know, he gave it all for science.
Mm. Wow. I actually fell asleep another time when they were talking about
I remember that commercial.
Thalidomide babies. Yeah. You remember thalidomide babies? It was like a drug they were giving women to induce their pregnancies, and it actually made babies have like thin hands.
What's it do?
Thalidomide.
Is that why Waterworld was?
Did it like make them more fertile?
Oh. Don't throw Kevin Costner into my ramble right now. And I woke up and I literally sat up out of bed and I was like, oh!
Did your hands fuse?
And I looked at my hands and I was like, oh God. It was they would inject women with thalidomide in the 50s and 60s, and that was supposed to give you an
erection?
No, what? The baby was already put in.
To make you more fertile?
Yeah, something. It was supposed to make the baby more like healthy. But what it did was it made the genes so proactive, it was like
they overproduced.
I want to get back to the sleepwalking and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, let's go back to it.
But before that, I want to get to like a conversation like all the fucked up shit, all the messaging that was towards women back in the day.
Oh,
like,
my God.
They had the most, I don't even know. Like, do we have any examples? Like,
Molly Grows Up?
Yeah, Molly Grows Up, yeah.
All right, Phil, little do you know.
Oh, my God,
this has been, like, floating around Reddit for a little bit. I don't
know much
about it. Nobody's
ever addressed it. We will address this. It is a video about...
This video's been floating around Reddit?
Yeah.
It's about teaching men about women's periods.
They just couldn't have held anymore. The whole church was lighted with candles.
I guess she's first talking to someone on the sidewalk here.
And golly, you should have seen
golly.
The
golly.
Golly. Beautiful dress I've ever seen.
It was the most beautiful dress.
Come on, we'll be late for school. Coming, Peggy. I better go now.
Peggy's talking to some old ladies on the street here.
Peggy's a piece of shit.
You know what? Certainly growing
fuck Peggy.
Up.
Yeah, fuck
damn,
Peggy.
Damn, Molly's growing up. Look at those legs.
Yeah.
Oh. Hell yeah. Oh, we're at school now.
I mean, she's supposed to be 13, Tyler.
I know it was
acceptable back then.
No, I'm saying the ladies are like, my, she's really growing up.
But it's 2023. Take
a look at it. Won't take a minute.
Okay.
I'm not saying me.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Now she's at the doctor. Okay, she's getting a test or something.
Okay, Molly, let's take a look.
Has anybody watched the movie Teeth?
Yes.
No. Oh, my
What's
God.
What's the movie Teeth?
Teeth? Okay, so what was it?
About
10, 12, yeah. Yeah. 10 or 12 years ago, there was like this Master of Horrors series that
yes,
came out,
yeah.
where they released these like hour and a half long movies done by independent directors.
Oh.
And this one was called Teeth, where it was like this monster that lived in this girl's vagina.
Yeah.
And every time she had sex,
Miss Clinton has a snook in her sniz.
And like this thing would tear apart like, men,
Clinton.
Right? So, but and that's the thing is, so, but the whole messaging of the movie was she went to a gynecologist and the gynecologist was a little aggressive, shall we say, and it took his hand off.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Then I forgot, I kind of forget how it goes.
Little Veg of Horrors.
Yeah. She ends up going and like, it's like a dude is going to R-word her and this monster decides to take back, if you will, and takes off the... yeah,
justice.
It takes off the jewels.
Yes.
Oh no.
Yeah, and then the very end of the movie is when she finally goes to have a consensual relationship,
and she realizes she can't. You don't want to ruin the ending. Am I going to watch it?
I don't. Yeah, you're going to want to watch it.
Where is this at?
You can find it anywhere. Just
2007. 2007 horror comedy, hour 38 minutes, 80% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh wow.
No. Yeah.
To quote Rotten Tomatoes, this is a twisted, dark, and gruesome movie.
Yes.
Isn't there a
sounds it
Clerks too? Isn't there like
the budget was $2 million?
Yeah.
It doesn't take much to fuck up a vagina.
Well, how about well
clip isolate that?
Sorry.
how have you any of you guys seen Rubber?
Yeah, Rubber. Yeah. Yeah.
About the
I've seen Flubber.
No, Rubber. No, it's,
I know Flubber.
I want to say it was either
is the green
either,
thing.
Australia or New Zealand, and it was about the psychotic tire that had like telekinesis and could murder things.
A tire?
Whoa. A tire. And the tire would roll down the road and there's like a little pigeon that lands on the street.
Quote, a car and tire
and it
comes to life.
Shake and then blows up the pigeon.
What?
Here you go. Listen.
And
to
it
quote,
terrorizes a town.
Release date, November 10th, 2010 from France. Box office budget was $680,000. A car tire comes to life with the power to make children explode.
What the fuck?
And goes on a murderous rampage through California.
It is hilarious.
I like those. I
that
like
tire
those,
must be on its period.
I like movies that are not like super high budget. Like there's a couple movies that, that are like that still go on Netflix and you watch them. You're like, there's no budget here. And then you look at Rotten Tomatoes and it's like 90% and there's like a $500,000 budget. Like it gives hope to people like us that maybe want to make a short film.
Well, there's a
Soderbergh made a movie on a cell phone.
Oh, you guys want to like?
Yes.
Yeah, he made two movies. And actually, the one that I saw, it was really good. But yeah, let's go. Let's see what's happening.
Molly's still growing up.
Molly's still grown up.
Go ahead.
She's probably a grown ass woman now.
Will you please let someone else do the cheering for you? Because that throat is still slightly inflamed.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
That nurse is a bitch.
Yeah,
that throat is still
is
slightly
that? That
inflamed,
aggressive.
And the bruise is penis shaped.
Your mother left her gloves over at my house last night. Oh. You take them to her.
Sure, she's gloves. Always leaving.
What was her mother doing at the nurse's house?
What's yeah, why is that?
Can we talk about that?
Your mother left her gloves at my house.
Yeah, you were such a bitch.
The people that put out this publication also put out a publication on how to throw a party in the 50s. We have to get to that one day.
Okay.
Okay.
She says, okay.
Yeah. And these are also the same people that said, smoke camels because they're healthier for
you. Yeah, 5 out of 7 doctors.
Well, wait, when does Beaver come in?
Get along.
I mean, leave it to Beaver.
Oh, look, she's trying on makeup.
It's been there.
Molly!
I mean, this whole thing's about Beaver, right?
Oh, God, Wally.
What do you think you're doing? Nothing, Jeannie. I just happened to come in and...
Wow, Jeannie's a piece of shit.
She just comes in.
Jesus Christ.
Molly.
Does everyone give Molly a hard time?
Yeah, why is everybody such an asshole to Molly?
Yeah. How what did could she you do? Put on my hat and makeup?
This movie has no pertinence to periods. It's just ragging on Molly.
Oh, ooh. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. She just opened a drawer and grabbed a pad. Isn't that what that was?
Wait, what is that? What is that? Let me see this.
Look, look.
Oh, my God. Oh, they're called modes.
I'm in period mode.
Right?
Jeannie, how when do you think I'll this? Start having periods, too?
Oh, Christ.
Oh, I don't know. Pretty soon, I suppose.
Oh, God.
I was 13 when I started.
Well, Peggy's already started hers, and I'm 6 months older than she is.
I want to know why this is 15 minutes long.
All right.
No, what could they be possibly be talking about this? Look at her looking.
So much backstory.
Way too much backstory. Yeah. Get
One
to the
day,
point.
Not long after that, Molly came home
but
from
like,
school.
Full of blood.
she went into the bathroom and heard.
That you, Molly?
Molly came home from school full of blood. Because it was so like, oh, when do you think I'll get mine? And then the next day, Molly came home from school.
No, she's
full of blood.
She's pissed that Peggy's 6 months younger than her. What?
Get to the point.
Hi, what kind of a day did you have today?
Mom,
a
guess
bloody
what?
Bloody one.
I don't know. What?
Mom, I started my first period.
Ah!
What do you know?
Hide all the white linen, Henry.
Wait, is it Sunday? Sunday, bloody Sunday?
When did it start?
No, she went to school that day.
Well, it was
red wine.
My gym clothes, and I noticed a bit of blood on my panties, and
oh
golly, God! At first, I thought, well, I didn't know what to think, and then I remembered when we talked about menstruation and stuff. And,
this
well,
is so awkward. Let's start by saying we're not going to sit here and shame people for having periods. We're just making fun of the awkwardness of a 1953
I'm
film.
I'm not shaming anybody. I'm saying like whoever decided.
Why did they deem this necessary at that time point? That's
golly.
Well, because back then, like these are the serials they used to run before movies.
I mean,
exactly.
Well, I was hoping it would start soon.
Golly.
Who the hell does that as a reaction
Good
to a
Good golly, Miss Molly.
That generation.
Oh,
this is where...
Miss Molly.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is where Little Richard got it from.
He watched this. Good golly, Miss Molly. Golly, Miss Molly.
I'm doing a terrible impersonation. I'm sorry. R.I.P. Little Ree.
Right at first, you probably won't
Dude,
be
I love Little Ree.
Oh, yeah.
Little Richard? Yeah.
Yeah, Little Richard.
Little Richard.
Oh, tell him, Mary, about Uncle John.
This is really wordy. This is crazy.
Please sit up, Molly.
Oh, my.
I don't want you to get blood all over the couch.
Well, if you sit and stand
Get off
straight,
the good furniture,
that'll
Molly.
Give the organs inside your body room to function better.
Oh, she's grabbing the newspaper. She's going to hit Molly with it.
I'll get it. That's probably crazy.
She's going to shoo her like a bad cat.
Shoot, get off the furniture. Oh,
yo, you know what? Dude,
no.
Hey, pause it real quick.
No.
You know what we used to do when we were kids? We'd take cat shit and put in my buddy's dad's newspapers. When his dad would come home from work, he'd open the newspaper. Cat shit would come. What pranks did you do as a kid?
All right, so there was a guy...
I know you did some fucked up shit.
Yeah, I did. There was a guy that lived in this neighborhood next to my friend's house.
By Dawes or?
No. This is not even in my neighborhood.
Okay.
He.
Booty Park?
No. It wasn't anywhere near that.
Okay.
Anyway, so what happened was my friend was walking his dog. My friend was walking his dog, and this guy came outside and yelled at him, like, "You better pick up your dog's shit." And he's like, I always do. I have my bags.
What are you talking
here,
about?
Yeah, why are you freaking out?
And like so for like an entire week the guy was yelling at him. So one day, my other friend shit in a brown paper bag.
Oh, here we go.
And then we rolled it up in the newspaper that came that morning.
And then we put you opened it up, there was children shit in it.
Human shit in there.
Children
human
shit.
It wasn't children shit. It was a straight up teenager shit. Healthy.
A full size.
I will tell you. I will tell you.
Log.
A football player's shit that's taking creatine and protein to bulk up for the thing. So that was a solid log.
We used to throw dog shit in the library book return.
Oh, man.
There was one time There was
fuck with government workers. That's perfect.
Yeah. There was I worked there.
There was one time.
That was my first job. And then when they started putting dog shit in there when I worked there, I was like, guys, it's not funny anymore.
It's not funny anymore.
We would piss in Frisbees and it would freeze. And we'd put it in mail slots on the big expensive houses on the main
frozen
row.
Pee discs?
We would take piss Frisbees and put them in the mail slots.
Pissbees.
We would put them in the mail slots of the rich people houses. Like a disc of piss would go in their house and freeze. And they would come in like, what the fuck is
I'm
on the carpet?
Piss on your disc.
Dude, the worst thing I ever heard.
Piss is not, dude, was not on my bingo card. For
listen, this
to say
Hopewell. When I lived in Hopewell, these kids on mischief night, they would take like a 55-gallon trash can and fill it halfway with water and lean it on the front door of a house, knock on the door and run away. So when you open the door, just 55 gallons of water would just pour in your house.
Oh, wow.
I didn't do that.
No.
I know I no. heard of kids Damn. That did do that though.
No, there was
that's probably
there was
damage.
That's your felony.
My friend and I in one night tipped every single porta potty in a specific town.
That's funny.
In one night.
Oh no.
And we thought maybe it would make like the local newspaper. It
didn't make nothing.
It didn't. You just
no
you,
one said anything.
You're just an and asshole.
We waited. We waited. We looked. We
poopy from your wieners. Wieners poopy.
Wiener poopy.
What the fuck?
You don't know what that is. That's a news story, right?
So
yes,
from the news.
So yeah. So we were hoping to make the the newspapers.
And that's why you did it. That's what motivated you.
That's what motivated us to do it. We're like, what can we do that would just like a little thing of vandalism.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
More so than just like spray painting something that's important in the town. Or
exactly,
whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, let's tip every single porta potty and see if anybody notices.
We would take inner tubes from bike tires and cut them into like foot length pieces and put them over exhaust pipes and the cars would take off down the street. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a whoopee cushion.
Oh, yeah. What did you do, Phil? What was the worst thing you did as a kid?
We did some fucked up stuff.
I know you did.
Yeah. The funniest one I thought was just like topical. We put a stencil of Hammer Time on every stop sign.
Stop sign.
In our neighborhood.
Hammer Time.
Hammer Time.
That's good.
Clean fun.
See, Phil was creative back then. Yeah. He's creative now. And be like, what did you do when you were younger? Like, we didn't think he was going to say something creative.
Can't touch me.
It got darker in college, but yeah.
Not children, though, so.
No,
that's totally different.
One kid that I hated, I think his name was like Andres or something like that.
Oh, every guy named Andres a dick.
Yeah, he was a dick.
No, there's a Andre that I know. I
met him. Andres.
Oh, Andres.
Yeah, Andres.
So
usually from Portugal.
No, I don't know an Andre from Brazil. One of my sister's friends. He's
a bachelor country.
All right, what did you do to Andres?
Yeah, what did you do to Andres?
I knew the girl that he liked, and I knew the guy that he didn't like.
He gave her some dick.
No, as far as like bullying stuff like that. So I hooked the girl that he liked up with the boy, and I introduced the two, and then I invited him over when they
matchmaker,
were over
matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Yeah.
Oh my god, that got way dark.
It got dark, yeah.
Oh my god, dude, that's like
holy shit.
That fucks with your mind, kind of shit. Yeah. Like wow,
I was a psychology student, so it made sense.
Wow.
Was that your senior project?
It should have been.
It should have been.
I was going to say, if you documented all that, like you could have turned
Jesus
that into quite
Christ.
The
It should have been. Yeah. That's a good answer.
That's dark.
Oh, fuck.
God.
Not my proudest moment.
We used to put, we would do the invisible rope trick. Where were you like stand on the other side of the road?
Love that.
Fucking did that.
But we did that on a road where the speed limit was 55 miles an hour.
Don't do that.
My friend's grandfather would sit on the porch just cracking up. We literally would stand where you and the cars would like smoke their tires.
Remember
stopping.
Zany Brainy?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I
hell
missed
yeah.
that store.
So we stole
Zany Brainy.
A large rubber snake. They had like large rubber animals. It was, and then we tied a fishing line to it. We put it in the middle of the street. That's what we would do too.
I love
that's so
and
funny.
It, but it got caught in someone's wheel like thing and it just ripped it out of our hands and we never saw it again.
The snake just kept going.
Yeah.
Phil loses a finger because of fishing line on a fake snake.
Yeah. Oh great. God. You're talking about picking up dog shit before and then we started talking about I played that clip. It's a 1 minute clip. This is a funny news story actually about not picking up your dog shit and
oh
left
yeah,
a stupid note and it's from Wiener Dog. So you talk about Wiener Poopy and Poopy.
What?
Here we go.
It was sitting on that cement right there.
For about a year, Jean Mansell has cherished her cement Jesus statue, an heirloom from her late uncle.
Right? Yeah. There was footprints behind
this reminds
it.
Me of watching the news at my grandparents'
footprints
house in the 90s.
But yeah. Thursday morning, Jean walked outside only to find that Jesus was gone.
My husband got a
someone stole the Jesus statue.
I hate when you wake up and find out that Jesus left.
Then what? So someone stole it and then pooped.
Someone stole a Jesus statue. Why?
Jesus
though?
Was gone.
Was it Buddy Jesus?
Got a phone call and a real graspy voice over the phone saying, "Check your mailbox."
In the mailbox, a ransom note.
What's the
note? Basically, said they were holding Jesus for ransom.
The note read.
But why were they holding Jesus ransom? You what might did you ask.
Do? I've taken my fair share of Jesus. They were holding nativity.
I wish I could have responded to that and say, Jesus is in all of us.
Yeah.
Jesus listen inside to, all of us.
Here we go.
Jesus for ransom.
The note reads, "We are holding Jesus ransom until you clean up the poopy from your wieners, and trust us, we see you take your wieners for long walks without picking up their poopy in our yards. This has upset us daily, so please clean up all the wiener poopy if you want to see Jesus unharmed."
Oh my God. No, they
wiener poopy.
That was a they fucking
Jesus
did that. They fucking did that.
So the guy on the news
solely
read
intentionally
it.
For the people on the news to read the
you could tell no that way. Was a cold read because he goes clean up the poopy from your 100%.
So you know the dude in the news studio who in front of the mic is like, "I really got a fucking voice."
You know, no. The producer handed it to him and made him read the whole thing.
Or he said, "Turn this over and read it cold."
Yeah, 100%.
Yards. This has upset us daily, so please clean up all the wiener poopy if you want to see Jesus unharmed.
Even in like the newsman inflection, clean up all the wiener poopy if you want to see Jesus unharmed.
Dude, it's so funny to hear news anchors like in every part of the country. They always have that like that wonderful delivery that is unchanged.
That's the one thing I like. That's
transatlantic. Yeah,
those are the things that like really bother me are the news anchor and the news reporters and radio voices. Like it just bothers the shit out of me.
Like that accent.
And then we have this.
Well, the same thing with baseball announcers. Be like, and then I was doing my wife in doggy style and the pitch. Like, it's like there's no transitional speed.
Right.
The pitch, 1-2 pitch.
No human.
Yeah.
You see,
they take away all the personality. Yeah.
Oh, I just said, you remember that show that came out on Netflix, The Watcher?
It was
the person that it'd be great if a Netflix show about this.
Dude, The Watcher was a great poopy. Show.
Was
dude,
it good?
Yes, I liked it actually.
With
did you
Bobby
watch the whole
Kavanaugh?
Thing?
No,
yeah. It was good.
I wonder what else there's I don't know what else happens with this.
How to throw a party in the 1950s.
A young person because they put these little lines next to the word Jesus.
It's quotations,
no
you fucking idiot.
Gonna waste their time
you Midwestern
doing
ass.
They put quotes around the word Jesus and she was offended
wiener
by that.
Wiener poopy? My gosh.
Jesus.
My gosh.
Wiener poop's gonna
wiener
waste their
poopy?
Time.
Listen to this.
And referring to wiener poopy? My gosh.
The
my
look gosh. The camera.
Welcome to Full Slice Podcast. My gosh.
Gene has four wiener dogs and admits there was a complaint last year about their leavings, but says she's
they're leaving.
They're leavings. They're leavings. They were okay saying wiener poopy, but they said leavings
as announcers.
Well, they quoted.
Yeah.
I carry a plastic bag with
too good.
Me, and I pick up anything that they do.
Now, Gene just
anything they do, Jenga, whatever it is.
Says she won't press charges. If Jesus isn't harmed.
And I thought, my God.
This is a great clip to play.
Something like that's going to be safe in your yard. It wasn't.
You want to know something we did? Speaking
Jesus
of Chris.
Christ.
We touched on Chris
I love
episode
that clip.
One.
I love that
you,
video.
You touched Chris?
We touched on Chris.
Oh.
I touched Chris.
Sorry.
We used to play a game when we were
this
kids.
This is wiener poopy.
Here you go. Listen, Ty.
Was it doctor?
We used to play a game when we were little. It was like a...
Cough.
Dude, we did play doctor once. And one of the kids put a stick in another kid. That got the parents together. But no, we used to play this game where we would play. We would pretend to be army people. And we would crawl through as many people.
So we know
backyards.
Farmer Drive had a whole bunch of swingers.
Say my parents. So anyway, we would go through as many backyards as we could.
No one knows where
we're getting caught.
Yeah,
we would call it, you know, playing army. Andy and Chris. Remember Andy and Chris? Well, one day we were playing army. We were going through the backyards, and all of a sudden there was a lady watering her flower bed while we were going through her backyard, and she caught us. And we ran
dun, dun,
off,
dun.
And she said nasty stuff to us, and we were like, we deserve it. We're just running through your backyard as stupid kids.
We deserve it.
Yeah, we deserve it.
So I never heard a child say that.
Owning up to his mistakes.
No, we knew. Like, don't tell our parents. Like, we're sorry.
Yeah, got it.
One of the kids, I won't say who, took. Remember film canisters?
That means it's him.
Remember, you would get film and it would come in little canisters.
Yeah.
He took film canisters, filled it up with orange house paint that we got at the hardware store, and threw it on the side of their house. And I remember watching, like, he's never gonna do that. Look at him. Look at him. He's going really close. He's getting really close. Oh fuck, he did it. And we got in so much trouble. That was the first time I ever learned what guilt by association meant, because we didn't even do anything. We're like, we're sorry, don't tell our parents. We understand what's wrong with this, and we fucking fried for that. And I'll never forget. I felt so, the guy opened the window, like literally, like, you know, the shutter going up, and watching this kid just, no. This orange house. I bet if we go to my parents' house and look at that house, there's still a little orange flecks on that side.
Wow, man. That's scary.
You know what I mean?
That's scary, man.
We should have just been having picnics and just playing nice.
We should have just been nice little kids, man. I know. Why'd you have to get in trouble
That's
like
the
that?
The whole point of being little kids.
I know.
Is to,
we didn't have picnics.
No, you got to
I got a good question about being kids and playing army and things
like
that.
There you go. Yeah, what is it?
Is there ever a game that you played in your neighborhood or our neighborhood with friends or whatever that you made up? Completely made up game.
Yes.
Like maybe you changed some rules in Manhunt and you called it something different or something.
I've got
like
a couple.
Or like I'll give you an example to springboard here. Me, Nikki, and Kyle.
Okay.
Us three as kids, we played a game called Ghost.
Yes.
Remember Ghost?
Yeah, I remember
Ghost.
We would
turn all the lights off in the house and we would put a sheet over our heads and we just had to find the other one. We were basically playing tag but blind.
And we pretended we were from Virginia in the 1920s.
Which is terrifying because like we didn't move the coffee table or anything. We didn't move any of the furniture. We were run around the house and try to get each other. We were basically playing dry Marco Polo silently.
You're telling me a couple white people put sheets on their heads.
I was like, Tyler's so cute and innocent because he doesn't realize Kyle was trying to turn him and his sister into Klan members.
That's my boy.
Look at him going fine. You
honestly,
go fine.
That is cute though.
It was a red blanket. Yeah. To be fair, it was a blanket.
It was a red.
Yeah, it's good.
It was
all right.
Red
let
blanket.
Me ask you this:
any blanket would have been.
It was the Allentown blanket.
Any blanket would have been a red blanket. Playing that,
it's true.
Why is that?
Red.
We even did it like one time during a thunderstorm. We did it once. It was fun.
Now, when you guys played hide and seek,
oh yeah,
when you guys would hide, did anybody else get the feeling that they had to pee?
The anticipation.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but
it always
every time
you.
I was
dude,
hiding,
I got caught by pissing down a driveway. Like,
I didn't go pee
in your house. You grew up in. Was there always this is the best spot? Anybody comes over, they're never gonna find me here.
Oh yeah,
because I know what mine was.
Mine was inside my house
under Mrs. Ireland's under Mrs. Ireland's car.
I mean, in the house. If you're playing in the house.
No, we never played hide and seek in the house. We always played outside.
Outside, yeah.
True. Yeah.
I always hit under Mrs. Ireland's car because she was too senile to drive, and I knew nobody would move her car. Like,
if we were ever playing inside, I always hung out
because
our neighborhood was the shit for it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Our neighborhood was great for it
every
because
once in a
our
while.
Street was all kids.
And we knew which houses we couldn't hide in.
Yes.
That's the thing. There were so many neighbors that didn't have kids, but were cool with us playing in the front yard.
And once we got older, the lake counted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd go down the lake and hang out in the little spillway.
And there was always one person's front porch was jail and another person's front porch was base.
Yep.
Dude, we play Andy, Megan, Chris, Amanda, Erica, me, PJ.
Dude, that was so thrilling. That was such a good fucking time.
Yeah, it was a good time.
You're hiding in people's front bushes, whatever, in the trees in the dark. You're just running. You just see little flashes of people running across the street.
Oh, yeah.
This is a great time, man. What were the rules of Manhunt? How did you play Manhunt?
It was literally hide and seek.
I think it was like house rules.
So, I mean, what was it? Like you just had to find the opponent, or what was
there
it? I don't remember.
So there were a couple ways to play it. You either played with, there was one person trying to find everybody else.
Yeah.
Or you played with teams. And like there was
That's
one team trying to find the other team, and one team was trying to get from one area to the next area without getting caught.
But if you played with teams, you had the jail, and somebody would defend 100%, the jail.
And then you'd be able to go
defend
ahead.
Defend the jail, that's right.
And you would have to jailbreak them out.
That's right, you had to watch it. That's right, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, see, and that's the thing. That Manhunt was like grown-up kids hide and seek, right? That's basically what we call it. There were more rules, there was more space, there was
there was an upgraded version. There was a point where Manhunt got a little violent.
Everyone's like, why is PJ on their team? He can run so fast.
No, I used to sneak up behind people, and I used to grab them and cover their mouths.
I remember like meet the angel. I remember you like sneaking a Navy up SEAL. Behind somebody.
Yeah, PJ be like, "Do you want to meet?"
Like scaring them.
No, I like when I was I would go up and we would play at people's houses. I'd be like a Navy SEAL, grab them and like pull them into bushes and shit.
Splinter Cell.
Oh yeah, it was great.
There was no. I remember. Were there any other games that you remember playing like that?
I remember a fucking game we used to play with PJ around. It was called Make our bike ramps look like we're little babies, because we would make a bike ramp, me, Billy, and
Tommy. I feel
Tommy,
like that's sarcastic.
And PJ be like...
Sounds sarcastic as
okay.
well.
Yeah,
PJ
okay.
be like, that's an awesome bike ramp. Let me fucking annihilate it. You would jump off our bike ramps like they were nothing.
Well, we also used to build bike ramps out or whatever we could find.
Yeah, Billy's, yeah.
Do you remember that time that we tried to make it out of like an old picnic table and
at
I broke
Chris's
it?
House, yes. Dude, we're lucky we didn't die.
You know what, though? I remember for one time only, I tried it. And you know, all I did was I took my Razor scooter and I tried grinding down a pole like you would do like on a skateboard. Yeah. And I got really good at it until one time I fell and I said, fuck that. And I didn't do it ever again.
That's all it takes.
See, that's the thing, though. Is like I used to.
I'm not that kind of a risk taker. That's a problem.
I have scars on my shins from my pedals. Like, you know, the little teeth on the pedals.
Yeah, yeah.
They used to just shred me up.
You remember your first big boy bike?
What?
Did you have like, Phil, when you were a kid, your first like mongoose bike or what was it?
I was big into BMX when I was a kid.
Okay, what was your first like
Haro.
Cool bike? Oh, Haro? Yeah. Oh,
Haro. I forgot about
Matt Hoffman.
No, I had Reynolds.
Ryan Nyquist.
Ryan Reynolds.
Nyquist.
Nyquist, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds. That's what I was thinking of for some
reason. He had the Mint Mobile bike.
Yeah, exactly. No, I was big into that back in the day. But my favorite game when we were kids, it was like Kill the Man with the Ball, but it was called Ointment. And
Ointment?
Ointment? Yeah, was that a real game?
No, like, just a game we made up in the...
The name is called Ointment?
Yeah. I love that name.
Yo, you guys trying to...
How did you play Ointment?
It's basically Kill the Man with the Ball, but like we had to punch each other, and like you had to scream Ointment if you were getting too hurt.
I love that. So you just had to hold the ball.
So essentially what you're telling me is Ointment was...
It's like Fight Club. Yeah, Safe Word. Yeah, exactly. It should have been called Safe Word.
For lack of a better term, it was Smear the Queer, but with...
So the ball would just indicate...
Skip over that one, but yeah, sure.
No, that's what it was.
So the ball just indicated you were it, and you were just trying to people just trying to get the ball from you.
Yeah, and then you just run through this gauntlet of individuals who are like
and
either
like
called punching.
It ointment.
Yeah, we play in the.
How about
that's so fucking funny.
Pool games like that.
Pool games. We weren't rich.
So. We didn't.
No, we
had no money. I had no money.
we weren't rich either.
We had the little Intex above ground pools, and we played like Marco Polo.
PJ almost drowned me a couple times.
Sharks and Minnows. We played a lot where it was silent Marco Polo.
What pool?
Fun.
The whirlpool stuff.
Whirlpool. Yeah.
Above ground pools were dope.
My buddy and I were talking about the other day is like making a whirlpool.
Yeah, just walk around.
Love doing that, and it's very helpful for cleaning the pool.
Yeah, it does. It puts it all in the filter.
All in the middle. Puts all the sediment down at the bottom. Puts it all in the middle for you.
Exactly.
There was one we played in the pool that I came up with that I loved, where you take three people in a triangle shape and you each have a ball. Mm. And you, as fast as possible, you're tossing it to the person to the right, and you're simultaneously tossing the person to the right and catching them one to your left.
One ball?
And so everybody has a ball.
Oh, I'm tossing the person?
You're tossing the ball.
Oh.
Yeah,
right? So you're going like this, and whoever can't keep up with the flow, you lost and you're out. And then it goes back. You could do it with five people, six people, whatever. But it's like hot potato, but everybody has a potato at the same time. You're tossing and getting ready to catch.
It sounds like multi-ball ping pong.
It was really stressful, and it moves really fast, and it's a lot of fun.
He called it bung fling.
No, bung fling? Bung bung car?
Bung bung.
Bung fling. I just named it.
You just named it bung fling. Yes, no, but that was one that I did a lot that I liked a lot. Another one was shark, which is just we would just sit on an inflatable tube of some sort, and the other one had to try to get you off the tube and tip you over.
That's what I would do.
I loved that.
I would flip kids all day long.
Oh. That was a lot of fun.
Pick them up. Because also like middle school, I was really into wrestling.
You were very knowledgeable. Like,
traditional or
no WWF? Yeah.
WWF. Oh, okay.
Attitude
knew everything.
Like
not real wrestling.
I would fuck kids up.
Steve Nash. No.
Kevin Nash.
Yeah.
He knew everything about wrestling.
Razor Ramon, that's what it's
called. Razor Ramon, yeah. Scott Hall. Yeah.
Oh, rip. I hear Razor Ramon and I think of you.
I don't know why.
Because you knew it so much about
you. You know who my man was, though.
Who's that?
Ted DiBiase.
Hart? No. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, yeah.
That's
obviously
why he brought the beer.
Makes sense.
Obviously.
Yeah. I was all about stunning people all day long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I really like The Undertaker, too. Undertaker is another one of my favorites.
Dope.
Jay would pretend with us kids like he would do like wrestling moves.
I broke my parents' bed powerbombing my sister onto it. Yeah.
How old was she?
I don't know.
It's the one that you slam the back part, right?
It's.
Yeah, what is that move?
Okay, they're a little bent over. And you pick them up.
Yeah.
Over your head.
You rotate them, though.
You 180 them.
Yeah. And they land on their back.
On their back.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God.
And I brought so much force down upon thee that...
I put force down upon thee.
Can I tell you one time I remember when we went over to your house, I was disappointed because you got put in... you were grounded or put in timeout like the instant we got there. You kicked a soccer ball and it hit your sister off of the swing set.
Oh, probably, yeah.
And she was on the swing set. You kicked a soccer ball. It hit her right in the head. She flung off the swing set. And I remember my mom yelling at me because I couldn't stop laughing. And you had to go to your room and you were like crying in your room. Like, I couldn't play with you. I was literally, it was like Titanic. Like, come back. Like, it was the funniest thing.
Near, far, wherever you are.
Did you guys ever do any of those surveys at the malls for free toys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
The RC, yeah.
I don't know about this at all. What is
Quakerbridge Mall did that. We did it when we were older, and then we would be eligible.
To what, like get feedback on a new toy or something?
Well, yeah. Moon Shoes was one of them. RC Cars. Tyco had a
Moon Shoes was one of them?
Yeah. Tyco RC, yeah. I remember that one.
I remember Moon Shoes.
That
Moon
Tornado. Shoes,
they were so dangerous.
They were so the rubber, with the rubber, you'd step on it, and you'd just like kind of make it bounce.
Moon Shoes. It was
like
just
a
shoes with
personal
asses
trampoline.
On.
Yeah.
An assless trampoline?
No, it was Moon Shoes with shoes.
Oh, I'm hearing like different voices, and I thought I just heard like ass. Assless.
I remember,
like, what?
No invention.
Tyco RC's the Tornado. I remember that. Yeah.
You know toys from when we were little too. That's
the Tyco RC car that I always wanted. I think it was like the Rumbler.
The one that
was
flipped?
That RC. Yeah, it flipped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
I always wanted that. My
was
parents
that the
couldn't find it.
Oh, it was the four wheels, but it was it would go back.
But it would flip any which way, like.
See if I can find the commercial.
You know.
Tyco RC. Dude, look up 90s Tyco RC commercial.
The Rumbler?
No, I go down a YouTube hole of just watching classic 80s and 90s commercials.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. It doesn't matter what comes. Mendoza.
You know what I did was I have two VHS tapes my parents recorded of Rugrats commercial of Rugrats marathons, and I pulled all the commercials out and uploaded them to YouTube.
Dude.
And it gets a lot of views.
I remember the one for Eggo waffles. Who ate the last waffle? Or who wants
Lego my Eggo?
This one, right? This one right here.
Here we go.
This is the commercial.
Here we go.
No one touches my Butterfinger.
The Tantrum Tyco RC remote control. Go ahead, Phil. What are you saying?
Oh, that's sorry. This is the Evolve version of the one that.
It is.
Paul and I are talking about, but it still does the same thing.
All right.
Because this one did the axis spin as well as the flip.
Oh yes, it did. Yep.
Tantrum.
I remember this.
Tyco RC Tantrum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stunt machine you've ever
seen. That. This is a little after my RC.
Wow.
There was a boat slash car one.
Car? What was that?
I don't remember.
Were you guys Burger King Kids Club kids?
No.
Yeah, every Monday.
What?
Every Monday my mom took us to a Burger King because it was $1 for kids menu. Save money.
There's the Riptide. Was a boat.
Lucky motherfucker.
Yeah, probably have cancer from it.
He sounds proud.
Yeah, I got like lower bowel cancer from... years and years of Burger King. Thank you for feeding me, Mom. I appreciate it.
On the dime.
Yeah. I did get a ton of those Simpson Halloween toys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jurassic Park toys. Yeah.
I remember the Burger King Kids Club? Like, they had the whole, like, little elite force.
Yeah.
You had the one kid that had, like, the goggles and the back of the red hat.
Yes.
And then you had the science wizard kid in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
And I think his name was Wheels.
Oh, no.
And I was like, wow, that's a little on brand.
Yeah, it's like one step under a little roller.
This ride's for big kids.
I got a big kids meal from Burger King.
That's it. That's it. This is it.
It's got more food.
Why's it got more food?
Big kids need more food.
The tasty new Burger King Big Kids Meal with more fun food. Like 6-piece chicken tenders with gooey apple
it's
green
from 99.
You must be a big kid.
Green
gooey green apples?
Ew. 90s.
That's where Phil gets the cancer.
Remember they had
here's gooey
here's
apple
from,
green
here's
slime.
One from 1990.
Like, I feel it. It's right here.
Yes, this is what I remember. of the Kids Club.
Thanks, Kim.
Yeah, PJ was like 40 in 1990.
Oh, stop it.
Here's the guy. Here's the guy.
Yeah, see? I fucking told you guys.
Yeah, I remember him.
Oh, it was a blue hat. Red shirt.
Hey,
sorry.
Guys, do you see what I see?
Where's the wheelchair kid?
There's our little burden in the wheelchair.
Hang on, Jaws.
Scott Bakula?
I was going to say,
yeah.
I can't tell if it's Scott Bakula or like
such
Trey
body.
Parker, yeah. Matt Stone.
Yeah, it does look like.
This is made by New Line Cinema?
Oh.
Commercials were a lot longer back then.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. This is not very good for audio, but.
Yeah.
No.
So what's happening now,
know.
It's a Willy Wonka style with the,
yeah,
TV,
right?
The TV kid.
Mike TV.
Yeah.
Is that Mike TV?
Where the,
they definitely stole that idea.
How funny would that be?
Oh,
that
burger's just bigger. Yeah.
There he is! There's the wheelchair kid.
There he is.
You're right.
And a skateboard dog.
The Burger King Kids Club. That's what that was.
Yeah.
And then McDonald's had the Mighty Kids meal, I think it was, for the bigger kids.
No, it was called Ronald McDonald House, and you had to have some kind of ailment to get in there.
You had to have cancer.
And they have like
chicken nuggets.
I love the Play Place back in the day. That was the place to be, man. Those big hamster tubes for people.
Yeah, the
Habit Trails.
Yeah.
Habit Trails for
people. No, it was like the...
Place Incubator.
Well... Your parents can't afford you to take you to Discovery Zone. So yeah.
Dude, Discovery Zone. I went to a birthday party for a kid
Discovery
in my school.
Zone.
I went to a birthday party for a kid in my school for Discovery Zone, and I was like, why the fuck can't my parents take?
Didn't they have a clear piano there?
I don't know.
It's expensive.
Yeah. They did.
There was Discovery Zone, and then you had Chuck E. Cheese. They had the tubes as well. With
totally tubular.
Totally tubular. See, there was a place
Romp Around.
Romp Around. Romp Around was the best.
Yeah. We used to go to that.
Romp Around.
It was in Trenton. It was cheap.
It was Lawrence.
Or Lawrence. It was cheap.
And it was like the biggest, most, like all the tubes.
Yeah.
There now it's so a full blown Rent-A-Center.
Yeah.
Center.
All like the tubes. Like on it. No, it's not. It's a. It's a.
Lidl.
No. Cooper's Pest. I think Cooper's Pest. It's one of the. It's one of the
pest control places.
The pest control places.
It was a Rent-A-Center.
It was a whole bunch of things. It was a retro fitness for a while. Yeah.
For like, tubes.
Whole bunch
well,
of things.
Well, this is the thing. So he had all the tubes and the ball pits and stuff. Like kids used to get lost in there and start crying.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe that.
You were one of them.
Did that ever happen to you?
You know,
it happened to you. What?
We went to Romp Around. You got lost.
I remember Romp Around. I must have been really little.
Yeah,
you were.
And you
suppressed
were,
trauma. Wait,
tell me about.
You had an epic meltdown because we could hear
this
you.
This podcast
through the
is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Hold on. I need to hear this.
No, so you did. You went in the tubes, and you got lost in the tubes. Like you couldn't find Kyle.
I like how that sounds like a phrase. I got lost in the
tubes. Tyler got lost in the song.
Totally got tube, bro.
And you just started crying for your mom.
Oh my
god.
How old was he?
I must have been like 3.
I was going to say he had to be like 3, maybe 4.
That's justifiable.
Like Tyler was a baby. Yeah. I remember that.
It was he was so little.
It was my fault. Kyle, where's your brother?
Like, I don't know.
And then what did you do?
Tubes.
What did we do to get me out of there? Or did they
We just listened for the little girl crying.
actually at the time I would almost guarantee you your sister Nikki was probably like, "Tyler, we're over here."
She would have been 1.
Doesn't matter. She put you in your place a lot when you were little.
Nikki was more manly than all of us.
I was going to say, you would
not try, manly.
No, she
yes,
would,
she was. She would put that fucking worm on the hook.
No, she
authoritative.
Would, you would get upset about something, and she would tell you, "Tyler, knock it off." And I'd be like, "Damn, girl." And Tyler's just like, "I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like that you just told me what to do."
Yeah, but Tyler was a little paralegal. Don't do that, Kyle. That's 5 to 10.
The 5 to 10 minutes of timeout.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Tyler was a little... Amazing. Nikki kept us all in check. We would go fishing, and I'd be like, "I don't want to do the worm thing. Mom, here, do the worm." Nikki's like, "I'll do the worm." And we're like, "What the fuck?" You're 10 years younger than me, and she'd do the worm, like, put the worm on the hook for us, take the fish off the hook.
Oh, we're not talking about tequila with the worm?
No, we were all talking about fishing.
Oh, okay.
I was going to pull up to show you. This is the
fishing.
This is the commercials that I pulled up from the Rugrats marathon.
Simpsons was on. King of Hill was on Nickelodeon.
No. This is
like the VMAs.
Kids Choice Awards nominations.
Salem the Cat.
You ready?
Dope.
Salem the Cat.
Barbie.
Oh boy.
What else? Oh, Applejack. I love this one.
Excuse me, kids. Are you?
Yeah, we're eating apples.
Apple Jacks.
Oh, no,
you're going to say, they don't taste like apple, right?
And let me remember guess.
Remember that? When they yeah, they don't taste like apples. So much.
They taste like cardboard, board, and
we
sugar.
And we'll probably never know.
Because we just like
we
them.
Eat what we that's like. Great. They that taste like anal cancer.
Signed for this?
Sorry.
That got a little dark.
Hungry.
Oh.
Who's that?
McDonald's.
What?
I don't
remember
this.
No, I am hungry.
Oh, that's
wow.
His name.
Look at that 90s CGI.
Yeah, right?
Turned out the lights. Ooh, nice shorts.
It's just like, wow.
I love looking at the old commercials.
Like, Mortal Kombat 1.
Yeah, dude. Mortal Kombat on Sega. Dude, anytime I think of Sega Genesis, I think of you.
Oh, my God.
You brought Sega Genesis over to our house, and we played Sonic all the time.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
And then we rented Mortal Kombat 2 or 3, one of them.
And my mom had to go in the video store. No, that was Grand Theft Auto.
That was Grand Theft Auto.
I just love... I've always looked for, and I still have not found... I want to find the tapes that people have recorded at home of marathons and then ended up at Goodwill. Because I want the commercials. That's all I want to see. It's the commercials and the bumps. They put you right back in time like that, and I love that shit.
I'm telling you, it's an easy YouTube hole to go down and just watch hours of the commercials.
I just want
to
see three.
Because then I want to see like all the toys that I never got as a kid that I'm like,
here's 93. This might be better for you guys because you're a little older. Here I'll go.
You're in luck. My tasty
Fruit Loops.
I got a phrase, and I think it will trigger a whole bunch of memories.
What is it?
Je suis la juvie.
Mozzie!
I remember that guy.
No, these children aren't French.
They're American.
Oh, my God.
Here it is. I talk about Muzzy all the time.
I haven't heard this
and
in a
people had don't
Muzzy.
Understand.
I have ChatGPT writing an action movie around Muzzy.
Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
I did it. I phrased it like it was like Red Dawn, but with Muzzy.
Oh,
like,
no.
Muzzy was turning kids into like Red Dawn sleeper agents.
Get out.
Oh, my God. I haven't heard this commercial in 20 years.
The BBC was the bad guys in it because they were trying to brainwash kids.
That's the
whole presence.
Phil, you're going to be a millionaire.
I didn't do it. The computer did.
Je suis la jeune fille.
Yeah.
That's French they're speaking. And no, these children aren't French. They're American.
Yeah.
And they've acquired their amazing new language
skills
from Muzzy.
They're bisexual.
Muzzy.
Is that Angela Lansbury?
New video language program.
They're bisexual. They're not French. They're bisexual.
Amazing new language skills from Muzzy. The remarkable new video language program for children developed by the British Broadcasting Corporation.
We got the
with
German
this unique
one.
BBC
we bought it at Goodwill.
Course, children learn a second language with incredible ease.
I love
four
Muzzy.
Delightful videos quickly become their favorite TV
show. So yeah, we
show,
can read that script on the pod.
Wow.
Dude,
that would be fun.
Fuck yeah.
What we should actually do? We should film it.
Yeah, we should.
Exactly. Gotta find some kids out of school right now.
Yeah.
Through this unique method.
Dude, that's fucking genius.
Muzzy now comes with four videos, two audios, a script book.
Call it something else, like Fuzzy.
We'll just add an extra Z. Muzzy.
No, we'll call it Zuzzy.
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 Yeah.
Why is
or,
channel?
Actually, Muzzy. All right, okay.
Wait, there's a channel for Muzzy?
Get out of town. Muzzy's got a... No. Oh, you can watch all of Muzzy.
Oh, it's been redone with CGI
Muzzy's
3 years
updated.
Ago. No way.
Get out of town.
What?
Discovery.
Here he is.
Wow.
There's the intro. Remember that shit?
No. I never watched Muzzy.
I never bought it. Yeah.
What?
Oh, good song.
Leave it or not. George is not home.
Thought I could
leave a message after the beep.
Leave it or not.
What?
Turn it off. I'm getting erect.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be a boner.
Wow, dude, I forgot about Muzzy. So many commercials. What's another commercial like that that stands out in your mind?
No.
Creepy Crawlers.
Oh, Creepy Crawler.
Another reason why I have cancer.
Yeah.
I breathe lung cancer and bowel cancer.
Phil
Thank
ate
you,
the
90s.
Lead molds.
Yeah. No, breathe in that? Your house. There's no way.
Oh, dude.
There's
squirrels
and purple and green. The grossest little creatures that you've ever seen.
Creepy Crawlers.
Oh, wow.
Monster mold with the color plastic goop.
Yeah,
I remember Kyle had that. You had that exact orange and green.
Yeah,
set.
And you know what? All this was just an easy bake oven.
Yeah,
for boys.
But for chemicals.
Added, yeah, and then you just add
plastic.
But they made a girl version too, where you made jewelry.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I
do remember that.
PJ had to play with that because he had like 18 sisters.
He had to know about that.
No, actually, I don't think we were allowed to have any of that because the potential fire risks.
Wow. Nikki had an easy bake oven, and every time we'd make a fort, we would bring like Pop Tarts downstairs and put them in the easy bake ovens and damn near burn the house down.
Yeah,
I remember burning stuff in that thing all the time.
Bad.
Just a hot light bulb for your kid.
kids? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's all it was.
That's horrifying.
All right,
okay, okay, all right, okay, okay, all right.
He's got
all
the right. thing. Let him go.
Okay.
You should look up some of the old toys from the 50s.
The wood-burning kit.
No, not the wood-burning kit. The atomic kit. The nuclear kit. Yes.
Oh, no.
They would send you, like, radioactive material.
You make bombs?
No, no, like, it would...
Radioactive Atomic Energy Lab Kit with That's Uranium, it. 1950s. World's most dangerous
oh,
toy.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yep.
With uranium?
It's 3 minutes long. We could play it. I'll see if it gets to the...
I mean, point. I wouldn't play it, but I'm just saying that...
That's like the ladies that made watches.
You want to talk about...
They would put uranium paint, and they all got mouth cancer?
Yeah.
What?
So yeah. they...
If you were to Google...
Oh, this is like a... This isn't like
yeah,
a commercial.
Yeah, listen.
The Atomic Energy Lab Kit by A.C. Gilbert. It's because it comes with three sources of radiation and four uranium ores that are also radioactive.
What?
Yeah.
The world's most dangerous toy, it's labeled as.
Wow.
My name is Vula Saridakis. Oh. I'm a curator here at the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago.
Yeah, great.
Now, A.C. Gilbert claimed, and the makers claimed, that there was nothing dangerous about it.
Sure.
Uh-huh. It really
Same
did emit very, very low yeah. amounts of
Doctors
radiation.
Recommend.
They're cocaine.
But I probably would not encourage children to hold these samples next to their body all day long. Looks
wow.
like a lovely little red paper suitcase with snake skin. It's not snake skin on the outside of the box. And when you open it, you see this lovely picture of a young man who is working the Wilson Cloud Chamber. It comes with an instruction booklet.
They're literally doing science experiments with uranium.
And it comes with a book on how to prospect uranium as well. You can use your own Geiger counter to do that because...
It came with a Geiger counter?
With its very own Geiger counter.
I wonder what it retailed for.
And it also comes
Dude, imagine
with a lot of value.
eBaying that right now.
Balls that are red and green with little rods so that you can build your own models of alpha particles.
That was my nickname in third grade.
I didn't
rod.
Know such a thing existed. That's hilarious.
You should find...
When you talk about dangerous toys, the first thing that comes to mind is lawn darts, not this thing.
There are Short people, there are people that have these...
Lawn darts?
Lawn darts.
Are you kidding? Did anybody hear that?
Lawn darts, yes.
Lawn darts?
No, there are people that have these complete sets.
I bet they're worth lots of money.
Yes.
Wow.
I bet you they're dead.
No. Like it's like
they are glowing,
growing an eye out of.
You know how
penis.
You have like those toy collectors, right?
Yeah. Well,
these are like the black market toys.
Yo, I got scammed by a yard sale listing today. Can I tell you guys about that?
Sure. Oh, sure.
So I went to a yard sale listing. It said vinyl and kitchen appliances and jewelry and all this stuff. And it was this dead end open property lot, and no one was there. And there was like 50 people waiting for the yard sale. Somebody scammed us and just drove everybody off to. This like fake
That's
yard sale.
That's kind of funny, actually.
It is.
What? Wow, to get all the traffic away from the actual yard sale.
To get everybody away from the actual yard sales, they drove everybody
no
to this
way.
Fake listing.
Whoa.
But we figured out who it was when we saw who wasn't there.
True.
So we know who it was. There's a, it's
have they owned up to it?
No, it's narrowed down to about four people.
So now wait a minute. You have this
So you know
group
who it was,
people.
But it's like there's four people that
You have this group
yeah.
of people, of circle of friends of yours that will all pick for each other
yes.
and distribute your favorite things accordingly and all this and that. So
correct.
You saw everybody there
Every
except
actually,
one.
Actually, this is a plot for a movie right here.
There's, there was
yeah.
a complete
this
circle
is a plot,
of people.
There's a plot for a movie here.
There was
So what would end up happening is at like a say like a thrift store or something, they're getting a big drop today.
Yeah.
And they knew about it. So they sent all the normal pickers that would go there in the Saturday
to
morning.
To this fake yard sale.
There was a fake yard sale, and then
yes.
they went and got all the goods.
That's what happened. Dude,
Damn,
all the vinyl guys,
score.
There was four or five vinyl guys there, all the 80s toy guys, all the vintage video game guys, two of the cast iron guys, including me. Vintage everything. There was like an 80s guy, 80s toy guy there. There had to have been 30 people there.
Wow.
And it was a fake listing.
That's dude. So wait a minute.
That's
so
kind of genius, though.
We have
it is, but it's easy to figure out who did it.
So
then you
have
a
you
fish wait in the fish situation?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Scamming the fishing contest. Yeah. You're right.
So you have a lot of people that are actually helping you procure your cast iron pans. And what do you get for them?
Well, I mean,
just an example. What are you looking for? Like vinyl?
So, I mean, in my close circle, there's a guy named Seth. He does golf clubs. And anytime I see golf clubs, I have him.
Yours in my car, the one you left at my house.
Every time I see a golf club, I say, hey, Seth, here's some golf clubs. He says, well, grab them for me. And next time I see Seth, I give him the golf clubs. He does the same thing with cast iron and glassware or whatever else I buy. We have a video game guy. Hey, do you need this? Nope. I don't need that piece. Atari piece. You know, like just helping each other out.
That's nice.
And
it's a great way to go about it. I mean, everybody wins. So
as soon as we figure out that somebody, you know, wrong does us or something like that, they're not in the circle anymore.
Like that guy that scammed you with on he bought all that good cast iron,
and then you wound up buying it back from him.
Like
right?
the kid that kept
the cast iron for himself in hopes of selling it, just like you do.
Oh yeah. That happened.
Will
a couple
use
times.
Your name?
Yeah.
Yes.
They were holding it for him.
He would go to the thrift stores to all the managers that like so to
name drop right.
He's like,
I'm picking it up for Kyle because they would be holding it for Kyle.
Yeah. And the one guy's like, oh man, this you know, so and so we'll just call him
small PP.
John Doe came and picked up all the Griswold for you. I said, oh okay. And I text John Doe, hey, thanks for grabbing my Griswold. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. It's like, dude, you're really this is not a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're really fucking with the wrong person here because I could.
What do you mean you don't know what you're talking about.
I coordinate all the other pickers. So I could just message them and be like, hey, this guy
in
is ostracized. Yeah.
In a world where cast iron is the key picking into the. Hey, I'm here to get my Griswold. Hey,
you sure about that?
It's not here.
You sure about that? I'm picking for cast iron that? Kyle. You sure about that?
You sure about that? You
sure about that? So what I wanted to mention, we are just about to approach our 1 hour here, but since we're talking about cast iron and everything, you had a clip you wanted to pull up for us real quick from your phone there.
Oh, yeah. I was.
You mentioned it before. I wanted to get it in there before you talk about it. Do you want to talk it up?
If you guys are cool with it, yeah. So every morning
not
I listen to...
Not watching your porn, man.
Yeah, not watching your porn clip.
Yeah, that's a no for me, dog.
You're not going to watch it
dog.
Again?
We should have a talent.
Again?
We should have a talent show, by the way.
We really should.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Like we're the judges.
Of other people's talents?
Of people sending in clips.
Did you do like Letterman used to do where it's like stupid people's talents or whatever? Stupid talents or something like where they could like.
So it's going to be like America's Got Talent, but you know.
Stupid talents.
The assholes.
America's Got No Talent. America's Got
like
No
I can,
Talent.
Like I can fart on command, stuff like that.
I'm sorry.
What was your clip?
Sorry to derail.
I know somebody that can fart on command.
He's right here.
I can.
He can breathe air in his ass.
I have to have one in the chamber, though, if you know what I mean.
Go upside down?
No, yeah. I know somebody. I know somebody.
Unfortunately, I know that mechanic.
Yeah. You know, yoga does that, too. Yoga does that, too. All right.
I've got a video that I can play for you guys.
You want to pull it up on your phone while Kyle plays his video, and then we'll switch chords.
All right, so every day I listen to the live stream with Opie from Opie and Anthony. One of the people I idolize. So I listen to Opie's live stream every once in a while, and I chime in with things when he forgets past occurrences and things like that. And the other day he forgot one of the brands of cereal he ate that he used to get trashed by Bill Burr. And I remembered it, and I typed the name, and it caught his attention. And
he was playing. This was a live. This was a live thing. You dropped the comment.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Cast iron, Kyle. Wow. By the way, your shit is really good, man. Go to Cast Iron Kyle's Instagram. He is no joke in that field.
Hey, that's a good That's a good drop for the podcast Iron to play that on the podcast. Yeah.
Like, right? I was driving to work and I like
that's so cool, dude.
To like rewatch that. Like I did not think he used to eat this cereal that was good for digestion, and Bill Burr used to trash him because he said it looked like Jamie Lee Curtis and all of her friends eating this cereal. It was called Lean on Me cereal. And he forgot the name of it.
Lean on Me.
Lean on Me cereal.
Yeah. And he came out with that. I was like, Jesus, man. And I got the follow. Like, I was just super happy.
Sweet, dude. That's awesome. That's especially when it's somebody that you admire that much. Like, that's so cool, man. It's now clip time. So we got Kyle's clip. Now PJ has one. What are you talking about?
So just to set this up a little bit, this is after going to my buddy's bachelor party.
Okay.
There's this one kid. He's real drunk, and he is laying on the couch. And he's a little bit of an oddball. Then there's this other kid there that can suck in air through his butt and fart.
No. And you got video of it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ready?
Yeah.
You know you've been...
So he's laying on the floor.
He's laying on the floor. Yeah. See, he's sucking in now. He's charging.
That's in?
That's in.
That's in?
That's in. Ready? Now, here he comes. He's about to unload. On to Tom's face. Now hold on, hold on. Listen, listen, listen. Wait, wait for it, wait for it. This is my favorite part.
I'm gonna yell for a while.
I'm gonna yell.
Watch.
Homeboy is drunk.
What the fuck?
I mean, taking a fart to the face is gonna do that to you. So.
He just starts yelling at each.
That end sound though, that was impressive.
Yeah, right?
Wow, man. Tyler used to do that when we were little kids. He'd be in his bunk bed and he'd go,
we call it heifer fart. From Rocco. That's what we used to call
it. Can you do it?
Right. No. I need to have one in the chamber to get it going. That's
all. Oh, really?
Right now, yeah.
One in the chamber.
One in the chamber?
To kind of open things up. And then
Shang Clan?
Yeah.
Started with words coming out of the mouth, and we ended with air coming out of the ass.
That's it. Hey, perfect.
I'm glad Phil drove an hour and a half for this.
That was it.
Good. All right, you guys ready to eat some bison and elk and alligator and all this?
Ooh, yeah,
shit?
We're going to celebrate Kyle's birthday now. That's another episode in the wraps, man. That
play some badminton.
Badminton? Yes.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you,
yeah,
Tyler.
You got it.
Okay. Good episode, guys.
Me and Phil are on top. You guys are...